Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it so hard to do the little things that would improve my life? The way that our minds are designed is our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. There are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us.
The one thing we have in this world is we can't control the events, but we can choose what to focus on, we can choose what things mean, and we can choose what to do. Those three choices, those three decisions really control our life.
You can always make a decision that's always in your control. Staying with somebody that treats you like garbage is a decision. It is. Staying at a job that you hate is a decision. Staying in the body that you are not proud of is a decision. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy to change. It's simple. It's your job to push yourself.
It's not the smartest people who achieve success. It's the people who procrastinate less, make fewer excuses, as they take actions every day towards the goals that they want to achieve.
Indecision is the thief of opportunity. Indecision means the door is still closed. Indecision means the opportunity waits. Indecision means what could be is postponed or may never be.
If you want to be successful at anything in life, never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something that commits you to fulfillment.
The next morning, the alarm goes off, and I pretended NASA was there. It's the stupidest story. I literally went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted out loud, and then I stood up. And I'll never forget standing there in my bedroom. It was dark. It was cold. It was winter in Boston. And for the first time in 3 months, I had beaten my habit of hitting the snooze button. There were moments all day long, just like that 5 second moment in bed, where I knew, knowledge, what I should do. And if I didn't move within 5 seconds, my brain would step in and talk me out of it. Every human being has a 5 second window, might even be shorter for you. You have about a 5 second window in which you can move from idea to action before your brain kicks into full gear and sabotages any change in behavior.
Your life is what you think it should be. That's exactly what you are right now. You are what you thought you should be. And if you don't like who you are, you got to change what you think you should be. What you think is more important than what you do. And so if you want to change, you got to work on this attitude bit.
Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat. The one thing that all the greats have in common is they sweat the small stuff. They pay very, very close attention to every detail.
What makes you comfortable can ruin you. And what makes you uncomfortable is the only way to grow.
What you are And what you become depends on how you use your time. The billionaire and the beggar both have 24 hours every day. The old and the young, the black and the white, the Indian and the Asian, are all given the same amount of time every day. You cannot stop a day. You cannot stop an hour. But you can control how it will be used.
Hey guys, it's Allison, and I just want to tell you, you are incredible. You're here to make a difference. You're here to be different. You're here to be the last unicorn in the world. And what's stopping you now is you're spending way too much energy determined to fit. I want you to understand something. You weren't born to fit. You were born to make a difference. You were born to make noise. You weren't born to be beige. You were born to be mother freaking red hot. You were born to be a world changer, a history maker, a global leader. You think it stopped with Mahatma Gandhi, with Nelson Mandela, with Dr. Martin Luther King, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey? You think it stopped with the Huffington Post and Essence and Black Enterprise, Inc. and Entrepreneur Magazine? You think it stops with Joel Osteen and TD Jakes? Just because their names are great today. You need to understand, there was a day they were sitting, hoping someone made a video like this, wishing technology gave them the opportunity like this one is affording you, to encourage them, to uplift them, to inspire them, to call them to the next level of their rise. I am committed in this moment to put an unapologetic assault on the things that have been stopping you, slowing you down, from fear to frustration to overwhelm, to the disease, the dis-ease of comparison, looking to the left or the right, judging someone's breakthrough when you don't know they've been through. I'm here to tell you right now, you're living your own story, your own path, your own work of miracles. You must be the difference maker for your life. You must rise up. I know it doesn't feel good, and I know your elbows are scraped. I know you've been on the skinny branch so many times. I know the promise that people make that you'll find your wings on the way down, but man, you've hit that pavement. I'm going to tell you, do it again. Become a mountain leaper. It is your season to move from a crawl to a walk to a run, and a run to a soar. This is your time to fly. Happy, amazing day to you. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Bird, your Profit Accelerator. I am so honored to be on with you. This is day three of our virtual immersive with me. And we've been talking for the last 2 days about my trade secrets for success and how I have created success for myself, created success for the 3,000 leaders that we've worked with through over 27 countries. 27 countries. I'm still amazed by that, to generate over $105 million. I am always astonished at the truth, at the reality of what we've cultivated and created inside of this world. When I started this business, I really thought I'm going to be a consultant. I'm going to be a leadership trainer. I'm going to work with a few women on understanding their purpose and who they are in the world. And I'm going to make, you know, a six-figure salary inside of my career as an independent contractor. So I really thought I would probably do about $250,000 at my height a year. I remember watching an episode of, I can't even remember the name of that legal show, and somebody said, you know, oh, you make $300,000 a year to do nothing. And it was the first time that I'd ever heard anyone say that number as an annual salary. And so I said to myself, that's my number. That's the thing that I want. And I said, I'm going to go for $300,000 a year. So I took my six-figure reality that I had lived, making a maximum of $115,000, and said, I'm going to triple that, and I'm going to get to $300,000, and my life is going to be different forever. And I had no idea that less than 10 years later, I would have the level of global impact and reach and financial reality that we have today. I had no idea that I would work with energy healers and sales experts and, excuse me, attorneys, copywriters, speakers, authors, coaches, consultants, image consultants. I didn't know that I would create an online academy. I had no idea that I would work with people who would ask me, you know, how do I get my mindset right to have a reality like what you're talking about? How do I live the ultimate breakthroughs for my life and my success, Allison? I didn't know that I would become that person that would help leaders escape the trap of paycheck to paycheck, contract to contract, money to money. I had no idea that I would become the leader that I am today, but I am so grateful that I am her. I'm grateful that I'm her for you. And I'm grateful that wherever you are in the journey, whether you are in startup and ideation phase, whether
you might be in a season of struggle and maybe a little bit of frustration and overwhelm trying to scale your idea, your visibility, your influence, your impact in the world. Or maybe you're a superstar. You're really well known out there. You've written a book. You've been on a reality show. You're a leader in your industry, but you're under monetized and you're under leveraged and you're trading a lot of time for effort. Maybe you're lacking some type of influence, whether that's over yourself, your thoughts, your past, your present, your reality, influence to, with, and around others to draw them to you, to connect to the right people at the right time, to do the things that bring you the ultimate pleasure as a leader of your business. Maybe you have built a business and you started out loving that business, but when that business didn't love you back with partnerships, when that business didn't love you back with clientele, when that business didn't love you back with conversions and cash flow, you began to second guess it, and maybe you're in that space today. Wherever you are, what I know for sure is that things for you can be different. And so today is really a teaching day through laser coaching and through an open forum. So the lines are open for you guys. If you are tuning in right now on livewithallison.com or you're on the broadcast page through a link that was shared through email or through our messenger bot or through text message, well, all you've got to do is dial in, and when you dial in, you're going to press 1, and that's going to let me know you want to be laser coached and you have a question. So this session will go as long as I'm able to take the questions and answers. So let me give you the phone number. You're going to dial in to 323-870-3426. Again, 323-870-3426. 3426. When you call in on that line, you're going to press the number 1. If you're streaming on the page and you're international and you don't want to dial in, all you got to do is press the Skype button, and then that will give you the opportunity to show up in the show. But you've got to press 1 so that I know you're raising your hand for a question. Let me give you some concept on questions you may be wanting to ask. Business, money, mindset, more clients, more conversion, more cash flow, more consistency, messaging, platform management. Maybe you're going out and speaking on platforms and not converting at the level in which you desire to convert. I tell people all the time, if you look at your bottom line and it's not what you want it to be, you better be raising your hand asking anyone and everyone that has been where you're trying to go, show me to the result that I'm desiring. Show me to the success that I know I can manifest. Show me my pathway. And so I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you. This is definitely an effort of benevolence. It's exciting to be able to give this time to you. It's exciting to be able to spend time with entrepreneurial leaders that are on their path and on their rise. So you'll want to dial in to 323-870-3426. Again, 323-870-3426. Press the number 1, and I'm going to come over your way. All right? I've got just a couple of more show notes I want to go over before I go to the lines, and I'm giving you guys time. I see that the lines are starting to fill up, so make sure you dial in. You press the number 1, and guys, don't leave your destiny in the hands of someone else. Raise your damn hand. Get your answers. Break through. Break free. Break out. Yes? Come on. Let's have a great time together. 323-870-3426. And you're going to press the number 1. All right, so a couple of show notes. Number 1. Many of you have messaged and said you want more of this kind of experience, and I'm happy to give it to you. Actually, starting this Saturday, we have something that I host, Saturday School. It's ideal for someone who is on the rise to their first 6 figures, or maybe you just tap the door to your 6-figure success. and you want more, and I'm happy to guide the way. So we're going to do two Saturdays together each Saturday. We have two different sessions that we do, and I'm going to be covering four modules of training for you. If you want to be a part of that, my invitation is that you say yes. How do you know that you should say yes? You're an entrepreneurial leader that doesn't have the results that you desire and deserve. The end. That's how you know. And so it's really fun, really exciting when you just have an awareness, oh, wait a minute, I don't have what I want. Maybe what I should do is get myself to it. Maybe what I should do is get myself there. So just so you guys know, the link to register is inside of your email. If you haven't registered to our email, maybe someone shared livewithallison.com and so you came over. All you've got to do is DM me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Any of those platforms will answer you. But very simply, I'm going to cover the top four systems that you need to market, sell, deliver, and grow your clients, generate cash flow, and master consistency for your coaching, consulting, and speaking businesses without having to rely on massive effort, more team, and more money. So if you haven't yet created $10,000 or more in your business over and over and over again, then I invite you to step into deepening your work. So let's see, Saturday, we've got two sessions, 8:30 to 9:30, and then 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then the following Saturday, we do it all over again. And you want to be at all four. They're not all the same session. You want to be at all four of them. So session one, money and how to make it. Session two, who is your dream client and why aren't you selling to them more? Session three, what actions must you place on rinse repeat to build the cash flow for your business? And session four, how does your market know that you exist? So you've wanted more access to me. You've wanted the opportunity. And so guess what? This is the way you do it. This is the way you're able to say yes. All right. So Saturday School, the link to register is inside of your email. All right, I'm going over to the phone lines in just a moment. Phone lines, let's see. The way that you dial into your phone lines is 323-870-3426. Press the number one, and I'm going to come your way. But before I do, I'm going to pull a card. So many of you know that I love the teachings based on the law of attraction from Esther and Jerry Hicks. I'm going to pull a card from the money and the law of attraction cards, okay? So I'm going to pull a card. I just pulled one. All right, let's see what it says. It says, ooh, I've never pulled this one. It says, I can follow the trails of good feeling thoughts. I can follow the trails of good feeling thoughts. Here's what it says. Most people have put anything that earns money in the category of things that I have to do. And that is why the money often comes so hard. If you are wise enough to follow the trail of good feeling thoughts by deliberately looking for positive aspects along your way, you will come into vibrational alignment with who you really are and with things you really want. And once you do that, the universe must deliver to you a viable means to achieve your desires. Mm. That's a big one. I'm going to read it one more time. Most people have put anything that earns money in the category of things that I have to do. How many of you have done that? But if you earn money, it has to be through effort, through labor. And then it goes on to say, that is why money often comes so hard. If you are wise enough to follow the trail of good feeling thoughts by deliberately looking for positive aspects along your way, you will come into vibrational alignment. That means your energy will be attractive. You will come into vibrational alignment with who you really are and with the things that you really want. And once you do that, the universe must deliver to you a viable means to achieve your desires. That's yummy, guys. I receive that for myself. Follow the trail of good feeling thoughts. That's so yummy. All right, let's go to the lines. Phone number 443-453. Your line is open. Phone number beginning with 443-453. Your line is open. Who am I speaking with?
That actually is me. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Hey,
and
Sean.
I have been on all three days. I've been on all three days. And I was scared to call the first 2 days. Can I tell the whole truth? Because
the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help
nothing but the truth. Yes. So I am at the point of frustration and stuck. So I am a copywriter.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, you said if I'm a call, I'll get what I need, right? That's what you said. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just got over it, right? I was actually listening to the Hicks YouTube this morning as well, based on your suggestion. I'm a copywriter, brand marketer, and have been a full-time entrepreneur for almost 20 years. In the past 3 years after divorce, I went in just a judgmental situation. I made a series of bad financial decisions, most of them putting myself in a box and doing what everybody thought I should do. So I'm a bit emotional right now. And I'm over it. And so I signed up for Saturday school. I have not
Congratulations.
Reached. Yes, I did. And I have created a business, non-profitable, but it's not a non-profit. We're not going to go there. Anyway, just continuing to do what people expect or what people need and then charging whatever due to my own deserve level worthiness, et cetera. So that's just kind of a summary. And you asked yesterday, the gentleman who was on, so what do you do now? Like, what is most pressing for you now? And I have been challenged ever since then because I'm techie. I kind of got burnt out coaching, but I still coach. Probably, again, nothing scalable, nothing automatic. Because, again, I've been doing it so long, I was just doing what I thought still worked. Right, and trying to update and do what other people were doing, and not necessarily works with me. So I'm still figuring out what is birthing, what is burning in this moment. So when you ask that question, right, I love copywriting, but I have not put systems in place to make it scalable, to grow, and to also really work with my dream client. So I guess that's where I'll start there.
So what's your question for me?
So the question is, at the point of frustration or at the point of where do I come out, what are the steps of releasing frustration and creating that business, that vision, because you said something about momentum yesterday and action, or one day you were like, I just put them on the shelf. That was me too. So what's that next step if you ask that question? Oh, yeah, it's a whole bunch of things. You were like all in my business and stuff, and I, you know, whatever. That's why I stay at home, right? So that's my question is, what is that next step? I just got to be transparent, and so I don't necessarily know how else to be.
So I have a question for you. Yeah.
Sure.
So, first of all, how did you come into the Money Mover community? How did you start following my work?
It's been years.
Mm.
It's been years. You were in Maryland probably about 6 or 7 years ago with Trevor and Shay. And that may have been the first time that I saw you, but again, it's been, it's so that's been about 6 or 7 years maybe.
Wow,
and
nice.
Been in
nice.
The ever since. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
And
nice.
Love getting
that's
your
great.
Emails and your social media. And then also watching the shift and that you've taken in your journey, spiritually and otherwise, has just been awesome.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, awesome.
Do you follow me on Instagram?
No, which is interesting. Only on Facebook. I didn't even, yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. Follow me at I am Allison Bird. I give a lot of great business tips, but I also talk about a lot of crazy things in my life. Yesterday, my Insta story was all about ordering clothes that looked one way, and I show you the model, and then I show you me wearing those clothes, and I look nothing like it. And so you get to see a lot of my life. And so it was supposed to look like a shirt, but it looked like bandages wrapped around my body instead. And so, yeah, you can still catch that story because it's not expired yet. But, yeah, follow me on Instagram. I share
I got it.
A lot of
I got
great
it. Sure
parts
did.
Of my day. Yeah, and behind the scenes. And so that could be a really great and also fun resource for you. So let me ask you this, Sean. What do you want?
Another great question. To be what I'm called to be. So my challenge is that I am high energy, contrary to where I am in this moment, but I also am a performing artist. So I know there's a lot of people listening. I'm just going to say. So I actually do stand-up comedy. That was actually part of my therapy. Combining my work as an artist along with my business experience, knowledge, and the whole love of writing has been a bit challenging because I came out of a corporate space. Oh, I got to be boring and all the other stuff. I'm better. Also, but again, I want
so,
to
hold
inspire.
On, Marie,
go ahead.
But stay with me. Stay with me. What do
mm-hmm.
you want?
Impact, influence, and freedom, financial freedom.
Okay. And what don't you want?
Lack, fear, and the rejection and judgment.
So let me ask you another question. From Monday to today, when we are, for anyone that's listening to this as a replay, the day that we're live is a Wednesday. So from Monday to today, how many times have you spent energy, effort, relaxation, meditation, prayer, focus, journaling, development, study on impact, influence, and freedom?
In 72 hours,
mm-hmm.
not including sleeping. I'm going to say I sleep about 8 hours, take 24 off of that, at least 20 over the past 3 days.
At least 20 hours you've spent some level of effort, energy, in some kind of way, energy toward impact, influence, and freedom.
Yes.
In the last 3 days, how much energy, effort, focus, conversation, dialogue, whatever that may be, have you spent on the notion that things aren't working in your entrepreneurship?
In the past 3 days, only because there's been a shift. You know, Monday really did a shift. 10, maybe 10. Yeah, because I've stopped myself. So it's like you get on, you're like, nope, that's not what. And like I said, I've gone to YouTube. I've gone to the library. I've, you know, blown up my journal. So I've caught myself, but I definitely would say maybe 8 to 10.
Okay. So until you had influence that supported you to step into a different vibration of thinking, you, based on what you're saying, you were spending more time, if you will, building up the equity of what wasn't working. But in the last 72 hours, because you've kind of stepped into this immersive experience, you've been really, you've been channeling yourself more like, wait a minute, Sean, shift your thinking. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So here's what I'm hearing for you. Identifying what you want. Can I ask how old you are?
Of course, 47.
Okay.
And I just so happen to have 5 children, and this is so interesting that so many of these things happen now as they've been older because I hadn't been in this space previously.
Okay.
So you were talking about yesterday about the past being louder than your future. That also spoke to me and really resonated with me. If I had past success, you know, sales or whatever, and then to find myself here, the level of unforgiveness of myself and that kind of thing is a bit surprising, in all fairness.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Here's what I hear is up for you, and this is going to be a bit more conceptual than it is practical. But that's because you're not really in a practical space right now. You are in a conceptual space because you've got some stinking thinking that's managing you. You're 47 years old with 5 kids. 4 + 7 + 5 makes the number 16. 16 means wisdom and independence, and it also means family. And so
the
hearing that I have as you're speaking is that you are in a cross, okay? I want you to write these words down, wisdom, independence, and family. What I hear is that you have wisdom that is aged, meaning influential voices that have told you what you can do and what you can't do, but that is not necessarily wisdom that is relevant to a 2018 version of you. To the teachers
Amen.
That taught you that were, you know, raised in 1930, raised in 1940, raised in 1950, raised in 1960, raised in 1970, those teachers that taught you, the wisdom made sense for that season of that time for a woman like you at that time. It is not necessarily the wisdom that will advance you forward today. So the first dichotomy that I hear is you've got some unlearning of some of the wisdom that was passed down to you. You don't want to unwind from the love. And you don't want to unwind from the discipline, and you don't want to unwind from the community necessarily that gave it to you, because they gave it to you in love and truth of their knowledge. So number one, I hear that you're in a lot of unlearning. Number two, go to the other side of it, family. I hear that you are in a perpetual choosing between you and your family, you and your family, you and your family. And it has happened so much that you have decided that it's always an either and or, a chocolate or vanilla, like I used the example yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so the number 16, three words, wisdom, independence, and family. In the middle is independence, which is what you really want. You want the influence, the impact, the freedom. You want that. You want the entrepreneurship, the money. You want that. But bigger than anything, girl, you want the independence to be you, unapologetically you. You want the independence to be yourself without explaining, just you. You want to finally feel all of you, the totality of you, and trying to create career to give you a vein of existence and totality of you, that's why it's not working, because you haven't stepped into full acceptance and independence of who you are.
This is so powerful. I know other people are listening, but I literally feel like you just came in my living room and just read me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm so, and I don't even know how to respond, which is very rare, right? But you are on it 100%. When you asked what I wanted, I had to give myself permission based on a conversation you had on Monday to even allow myself to say it, because I always feel like I have to be this way in my family and who I am and why I am this way, et cetera, always. And I'm not speaking to people who have once been mentors and family and all that because of exactly what you said. It doesn't apply to me right now. Whatever they are thinking, believing, it doesn't apply to me. You know, I'm talking laptop lifestyle and all these other kinds of things, and that I'm not interested in, you know, granny having a house and staying there for 40 years. I'm not. And I am being completely, I'm definitely being cast away from my family and the very network by which I'm used to, because that's not the life I want. And it never was.
Yeah. Well, let me say this with love and respect, is that I'm grateful that you signed up for Saturday school. But Saturday school will do nothing for you, Sean, if you do not embrace who you really want to be. You have a being breakdown right now. Your doing will become effortless when you are so excited about who you be. You love who you be. Your doing will be fluid, because the anxiety of hiding portions of you will dissipate. Right now, you're tired just waking up being somebody that ain't fully you. You just get tired, like, oh, I'm sleepy. Like, why am I sleepy? I didn't really do anything today. Yes, you did. You were exhausted in not being true to yourself. Why don't I want to go to that party? Why don't I want to get dressed? Why don't I want to look good? Why don't I want to put on shoes and clothes and this and that? Because you're exhausted in the energy and effort of being someone that is approvable. How about you stand in the mirror and you accept who you are and become more of her? How about you be her? And when you are her girlfriend, you are magic. Let me just tell you, you are a natural philosopher. You are naturally introspective and brilliant and bright and bold and expressive and communicative. But you can not only be her to others, you got to be her to yourself.
Wow. Well, yeah, I won't tie up any of your time. I agree. Saturday school was the next step, but during Saturday school, maybe we can talk about
you.
What other.
You didn't. Well, okay, sure. Let me pause you. Let's extract that from my environment. You did not tie up my time. I came on this line. I opened up the line and I said, who will raise their hand? And you raised your hand. I am committed to you. So you did not tie up my time. This is my assignment this morning. You are my assignment this morning. I am happy to be with you right now.
Thank you. You're blowing my mind. And I'm so glad I called. So glad. I don't even know if there's a word other than wow.
Well, I'm glad the real you stood up.
In total alignment, everything you said is in total alignment with my spirit, with my desire, just total, complete.
So I'm going to give you a tool that will support you. Here's what I want you to do. If you email our help desk, helpdesk@AllisonBird.com, helpdesk@AllisonBird.com, I'm going to ship you a tool that is, as a matter of fact, let me see if I have one here in my library. Hold on. Let me walk over out of my office, over to my library. Let's look. I'm looking. It is, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to ship you, but I don't see, I know I have one. And I'm so grateful that I brought it up right now because I just realized that I returned a rental car yesterday and it was inside the rental car. Okay, here it is. Okay. I'm going to ship you this. So this is a tool. So for anyone who is resonating with what Sean is saying, I am not shipping it to all of you. I am shipping it to Sean. For everyone else, buy it for yourself. But for you, Sean, I'm going to ship you one of my favorite virtual and digital mentors, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I'm going to ship you his set. It only comes on CD. So do you have a CD player?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. So it is a 2-CD set meditation called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Mm.
And
wow.
It is about breaking the habit of being the you that was created to appease and appeal and basically be accepted by others.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is going to be phenomenal. It is, it's guided meditation, brainwave patterns. Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches me every day, every week, all the time. For all of my high-end programs, anyone that works with me, they are. It is required reading and required learning to learn with Dr. Joe Dispenza. So he is a massive influencer for me. I've never met him, and I've never met him physically, but I've met him many times by the Spirit through his teaching. I enjoy him. And so I will share that with you. I will gift that to you because I see you and because I don't understand where you are. I overstand, which is why I have the tool in my library. So I'm not coaching you from a mountaintop. I'm coaching you side by side, heart to heart, belly to belly, shoulder to shoulder as a woman that says, I've had to unlearn many, many things in my life to become the woman that I was intentional to be, not the woman that would be accepted by others, the woman that I could look in the mirror, accept, receive, love, appreciate, understand, enjoy, have a great time with, dance with, laugh with, play with, take out, you know, all the things that I do with myself and for myself. But I had to learn to become her by unlearning some of the ways that I'd been over the years by people who were just trying to be the best for me in that season. And it was good. It just was expired. And that's okay.
Mm.
You know, it was good. It was just expired. So I will ship that to you. If you email us, helpdesk@AllisonBird.com, email us your mailing address and information and how you want it addressed, your full name. If you will send that over to us within the next hour, then we will get that shipped out to you and you'll receive it within just a couple weeks.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Allison.
I appreciate you.
I'm so glad I came on.
Thank you for that. I am too. Thank you for your bravery and courage, guys. Listen to that. How great is that? I'm sure so many of you, if we had a chat thread that was going on right now, I'm sure so many of you would be going, wow, that's me, that's me, that's me in some way. And when we understand that anytime you feel a negative emotion, stop and say something is important here. Otherwise, I wouldn't be feeling negativity. I wouldn't be feeling confusion or disparity from myself about myself. What is it that I want? And then when we turn our attention to what we really want, and what we want is never the symptoms. It's never the top. It's never the foam at the top of the latte. What we want is always the richness in the belly of it. And so, yes, she wants to be known as a copywriter, and yes, she wants to be a comedian, and yes, she's a creative, and yes, she's got all these great things that are going on, and yes, she wants to monetize that successfully, and yes, and yes, and yes, and all of those things can and will occur, but at the very root, what she desires is the independence to be herself, is the oxygen and the space to transform and unlearn from wisdom that is no longer serving her. And what she wants is to be a value add to her family, but not at the expense of who she truly is. So when we ask ourselves what we want, we've got to go all the way in to what we really want, and we've got to get ourselves past the idea that we're going to be denied it. The reason that we don't always understand the truth of our desires is because we've got to get through so many layers of imagined denial. The imagination that tells us, well, if I do that, so-and-so is going to do that. Well, if I do that, this can't happen. Well, if I do that, stop choosing for the universe. And under all things, all good things are rising to meet you, to look at you eye to eye and grant you the greatness that is within your heart. And why would you wake up only to live a bad, unfulfilled life? Why would you wake up only to live less than who you are? Why would you wake up to not be contribution or necessary? Why would you wake up and not be a gift to the world? The fact that you wake up shows that you are indeed an unrepeatable miracle and so wonderfully necessary. All right, I'm off that point. So thank you, Sean, for that. That was so good. That was so good. That was so good. That was so good. And the reason that I suggested this CD is because it's going to lead her into feeling good. And the feeling will change for her from not feeling good to feeling good. And that is how you start to pivot. That's really how you start to pivot and rise. That's really how you start to pivot and find your ascension in truth. Ascension happens in truth. All right, good breath. Good, 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 good breathing, good oxygen, good energy. Good, good, good. I'm very happy with that. All right, phone number 203-885. Your phone number starts with 203-885. Your line is open. Who am I talking to?
Good afternoon, Allison. You're talking to Daphne.
Hi, Daphne. Good to talk to you again. What's going on?
Yes, so with the combination of Sunday night, because I still can't let go of the Sunday night broadcast, and on Monday when I called in, when you offer to call in and you ask me the question about who I serve, and I answered, and you ask an important question. If the people I serve have given up on their lives and have gone through a lot of adversities, where are they going to get the money to serve me? I mean, to pay me. And I left off of that call so awakened. And then yesterday, when I met with my mentor, because that you suggested that I get in a mentor program, which I'm already in, and the conversation started off with three Russian dolls he used as an illustration. And I just called to tell you that I'm not wondering about what I do anymore. I'm not wondering about who I serve anymore. I now know that I help entrepreneurs discover their unique, perfect profit path. And for years, I struggled with my messaging and to nail down my one thing. And thanks to you, I was able to get a breakthrough on that. So I wanted to call to say thank you for that and to let you know that I now know who I serve, and I know that this population will be able to invest in their breakthrough with me.
Mm. Yes, 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 yes. Man, what a difference 72 hours makes. Yes, I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
That is so exciting. Yes.
So I don't know whether you have any word of wisdom with me now with this, what I've just told you.
My word of wisdom for you is, in, I think, the great language of all things Nike, just do it.
Do it.
Just
yes.
Do it. You know, just do it. What I said yesterday when I talked about what it looks like for you to accelerate from learning into actionable or implementation, that's where you are. So the sooner you deploy that new belief into the world through service, the sooner that you do that, the sooner you will be on the steps of achievement. Right now, you're on the steps of possibility and belief. Now you want to go on to the steps of achievement.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for those words. The cards you used yesterday, the Abraham Hicks cards, where are those available? And what's the name of that particular deck?
Absolutely. So they are available on Amazon, and the name of the deck is Money and the Law of Attraction Cards. Money and the Law of Attraction Cards. And I used them yesterday, and I used them today. Absolutely. It's my joy. Thank you for calling in. That was so absolutely perfect. I love that. Guys, how amazing is this that when we come into immersive experiences like this, we simply give ourselves the space to transform. I think that is beautiful. Phone number 646-345, starting with 646-345. Your line is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Allison. This is Kim Springer. How are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm doing amazing today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I'm blessed. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I sort of know what my issue is and what I need coaching around, but I know it's deeper than what's on the surface. But just to give you just a little bit of background about me in just a few seconds, I'm an e-commerce business coach. I'm also a vision coach and transformation coach, so I just help people make the necessary inner shifts to help them manifest their vision. And so over the past couple of years, I've made a lot of progress in showing up so I can, like, sell to people, right? Because you got to show up so you can sell. And so I've made a lot of progress, but I really feel that I still struggle a little bit with showing up. And I have all my excuses of why I don't show up like I should. And so this summer, I launched two programs that were like dream programs for me. They were on my vision board. You know, I got them out, things that I wanted to do, and they did good, but I do feel that they undersold. I believe that much of it had to do with me showing up and being consistent, because when I did show up and when I shared my message, it resonated, people signed up, and, you know, in my e-commerce business, I'm really, you know, enthralled in that, and I know how to position myself. You know, I built a seven-figure brand in 3.5 years, predominantly using Facebook ads and things like that. But when I get over to my coaching business, I'm sort of like, okay, like, what do I do? And so I do know that I don't show up like I should. I'm not consistent like I should. But then I think, okay, I undersold. Like my one program, it's a membership site for e-commerce. I enrolled like 14 people, and I'm thinking like, okay, I really came up short. And I'm thinking maybe there was something subconscious, you know, connected to my self-identity that I didn't sell. And even though I think maybe that was causing me not to show up and put my message out there like I should. So I love that you are ever, ever consistent and omnipresent. And, you know, it's like, ah, you know I need to be doing that, but it's like, what is stopping me? And so I have, you know, two girls, they're 3 and 5, and so I would always use them as an excuse, and just, you know, my life was just frazzled. It's like, I can't go live. But now guess what? They're in school. School has started. So it's like, okay, what do I do all day? Well, I have a long to-do list. But now I'm feeling like I have no excuses to show up, be consistent, and share my message with the world. And so thank you for the opportunity to receive coaching around this. It's like I'm just ready now. So I'm going to relaunch my programs again in the fall. And so this time it's like I want the floodgates. I want more people so I can help more people.
So am I understanding correctly you don't have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. About just being more consistent and showing up. It's sort of like I know what to do, but I don't do it. So, like, what is it that I need so that I could show up and be more consistent? Because it's like I know this, but it's like I don't do it.
I mean, it sounds like the same thing that everyone, it seems to be a very central theme here, which is you don't know what you want. Because here's the thing. Do you go by Kim or Kimberly?
A Kim.
So here's the thing, Kim. If you knew that you wanted 50 members in your membership site, if you knew that you wanted 10 members in your program, if you knew that you wanted, you know, two people working with you privately, all of your efforts and your intentions and your behaviors and your marketing and your advertising and your engagement would be toward those rewards. But as long as your rewards are ambiguous, that's why you can't do any of the efforts to get there. If not only are they possibly ambiguous, but they might be unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. There was a client that did a consultation with me recently, and she said, I want to have 10,000 people inside my membership within the next year. And I said, okay, tell me how big your email list is. Guess how many people were on her email list?
Just a few hundred, maybe, thousand?
Exactly, a few hundred. So
yeah.
And then I said, how much is your ad budget for cold traffic? Oh, I don't really have very much of a budget for that. If I pay you to coach me, that's all of my budget. Okay, well, you're first out with that. Because I can't coach anybody that's in scarcity. That ain't going to work, number one. And I can't coach anybody that doesn't have money for implementation. That ain't going to work, number two. But the reality is her objectives were borrowed. I said, where did you get that 10,000 number? Oh, well, I listened to this guy on this webinar, and he did the math, and he said this, and he said that. And so I realized that 10,000 was my number. And I said, why do you think that's realistic? Well, because it's not expensive. So because shit is cheap, you think because you're running a garage sale online that people are just going to show up by the floodgate. No. So she had an unrealistic mile marker for success. Could she get to 10,000 potentially within the next 3 years? Possibly. If she got some funding, if she found other ways to generate profit to get the marketing and advertising. So my question is, which one is it for you? Is it that your numbers are unclear, or is it that they're unrealistic? Because one or two of them exist, because that's why your activities are misguided or misdirected or not even occurring at all. So which one is real?
Yeah, well, honestly, for this program, I was shooting for 50, so I think that's really realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's realistic based on what?
On what I know I'm able to do. I've had courses where I've enrolled more, but this time, even though it was a different type of program, so it's like, you know, I've heard you talk about in the past, like, you know, when if you haven't been in the rhythm of doing certain things, you know.
Well,
here's
another thing. Let me, hold on, take a beat for me for just a second. Because when you say I've enrolled more into other programs, give me an example. The first example is, when did you do that? Did that happen in the last 90 days, 6 months, year? Tell me when.
Sure. That was 2016. Actually, the later part of 2016 going into 2017. So, 2 years.
Okay.
And I just, now, that memory just came up, and I'm thinking, you know, my effort was different back then. I can actually tell a distinct difference in my effort during that time. So,
well, guess what else was different in that time, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what else was different? No?
What else was different? My intention?
Well, what was different was the market.
Yeah.
Very different. The market was very different. The political climate was very different.
Yeah.
The world was very different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a person that I follow on Instagram. She has, I don't even know, like thousands of people that follow her, hundreds of thousands of folks that follow her. She's only been around a year. Do you know how much space she's taking in the market? A ton. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have two kids. She spends her entire day in the market, in the market, in the market, in the market, every day, in the market, in the market, in the market, in the market. So, you know, the market saturation has changed in the last 18 months, 15 to 18 months. So sometimes our measuring stick isn't accurate, and we're trying to look at what's wrong with us. Girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. The market is different. And so when you take the market being different and you partner it with incorrect assumptions on what you can convert, or even low effort, because those things could be true, that's what's giving you. You got to look at all the makeup. That's why having a mentor, somebody that can support and converse with you to look 360 all the way around, is important for you to understand, okay, wait a minute. Yes, I have some low energy and low effort. Yes, I'm distracted. Let me look at the goals, and let's see if the goals are smart, but maybe my lead time is not right, or maybe the efforts in my lead time are not right. So maybe my lead time is good. Maybe my lead time is 14 days or 21 days, but my efforts inside of that lead time aren't right. You know, maybe I've been lackadaisical in that, or maybe I've been doing my lead time of 14 days, but I need to do 21 days. I need to close the card. I need to open the card. I need to reinvigorate. You know, in 2016, live streaming wasn't what it is today. Maybe your live streaming model isn't what it needs to be. Maybe you're too diversified on platforms. You know, maybe it's, you know, majority of your audience is on Facebook, but you've been spending a lot of time on Instagram because you have fun there. Or maybe majority of the audience is on Instagram, but you've been spending time on Facebook. Like, there are so many other variables for you to play with. I do not think it has anything to do with something being wrong with you. I think something inside of the model hasn't shifted to the current time to ensure that you're still relevant and relevant to your people.
you are indeed a prophet. I already know that. But, oh, my gosh. Just everything. No, you're just confirming, right? But just, like, everything you said was, like, yep, that's it. That, I mean, you hit the nail 100% on the head. And me trying to shift it to an identity, right? It's just my old pattern coming up, shifting it to, okay, it's, maybe that's what I really, really want. But I know I set my intention for what I wanted, but you hit the nail totally on the head. Those shifts in the market, all of that, I know at the platform. And I know that. And so I know that. And so I'm predominantly on Facebook, but I've just been sensing, you know, that, okay, you need to be on Instagram. You need to be shifting that. And so now it's kind of like, why can't I do this? Why don't I, why? I'm not really, let's see. I don't really prefer that platform. I'll put it like that. I won't say I don't like at all my success. And so when it's like me trying to shift over to a new platform, but neither here nor there. Thank you so much, because honestly, that just settles my spirit. Just settles me. I'm settled. I am settled. And so thank you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to remind you that there's so much good about you. I'll never forget one of my mentors. I said to her, Kim, I said, oh, my God, I'm reading this book. And she said, really, what book are you reading? And this was probably 9 years ago. And I said, I'm reading this book. I'm so excited. It's about this girl who was molested, and she breaks through and she does this, and she, and I'm telling her all this stuff, and she goes, well, what do you love about it? I can identify with her. I mean, I went through that, and I went through the tragedy, and I went through the this, and I went through the that. And I said, you would love it. And she said, yeah, I'm not going to read that book. And I said, you're not going to read it? I just told you, you would love it. Like, it's so up your alley. Really, Allison, it's not. And she said, and if I can be honest, it's not up your alley either. I said, what? I'm so deeply resonating with it. I'm so this, I'm so that. And she said, of course you're resonating with it, because it's your past self. And I said, what? And she said, we have to be careful not to rehearse things that we have already graduated from.
Can I scream on this? No, that would be appropriate. That would not be appropriate, Kim. Just do it when you get off.
Yes, you can scream. You can scream.
I am, like, really for real. When I get off, I'm going to scream. I am going to scream. I am going to holler. I am going to holler. Oh, my gosh.
So that was a lesson for me, and I believe that that is a lesson for you, is to stop rehearsing things that you've already graduated from. There's nothing wrong with you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling maybe in. That was good.
Yeah, maybe receive 1,000 times much back. Thank you.
I will. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Last but not least, let's open up the line. 443-694. I think I know this number. Who is on the line?
Hi, this is Dawn.
This is Dawn. No, it's not who I thought it was. It was a similar it was a similar area code. Hey, Dawn, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? I'm just sitting here amazed. I'm listening to the first two callers, and I can pull something just earmarked for me from both ladies. So thank you so much for this space. It's been great.
Absolutely.
The last 3 days.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's
so
going
much.
On?
So I actually just discovered you, I want to say a month ago. So it's very new. And it was
really?
Through
How
my life coach. My life coach, Chanel Cooper Sykes.
Oh,
I learned
now.
About you.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. I'm in her online group, and she made a quick mention of you, and I'm like, who is this? And I Googled you. I'm like, I need to talk to her. I need to find out more about her. And then you started this 3-day intensive, and I'm like, I got to listen. So, and I'm thankful that I got through because I wasn't sure I would. So,
absolutely.
My question is this. I'm fairly new to entrepreneurship, both in the actual activity and the mindset. And it really started about 2.5 years ago when I started working with Chanel, and she really exposed me to what is actually possible for me as opposed to what people told me was possible for me in the past. So I've been doing a lot of the mindset work, and it's still ongoing. There's always things. I'm 42 years old, so there's still a lot I'm unlearning and replacing with, you know, new truth. So right now, where I am in my business, I'm feeling as though I am not connecting deeply enough with my target audience to where it's grabbing their attention to where they want to stop and invest in what I'm offering. So I don't know if that's a matter of doing more marketing activity. Is it copywriting? I don't know where I need to focus so that I can show them that what I have for them, they need. So I would like some advice on that.
Sure. Well, first of all, how are you doing majority of your marketing?
Majority is online via Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. And how did those audiences come to be? How did you build those audiences?
How did I build? Let's see. I started out with a physical product that I created in 2017, and I just started posting my first one that I made for myself and just kind of telling the story and talking about that. And then actually ladies who were a part of the coaching group, they were kind of my first customers, like, hey, I want to support you. Hey, I want to get one of those. And then, you know, they told a few other people, and I started posting more pictures of what I've created, and it started from there. And then from making that physical product, it transitioned into coaching, because what I was writing and sharing with the pictures, people were resonating with and were asking me questions.
So let me ask you this, let me just have some clarity. So when you look on your Facebook and when you look on your Instagram and when you look at those online platforms where you're marketing, would you say that majority of the audience, how many people would you say you're connected to on Facebook? Like, would you say 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, how many folks?
My business page, it's like 250. My personal page is over 1,000. I don't really market on my personal page.
Okay. So you have 250 folks that are on your business page, and then on your Instagram you have how many?
A little over 2,000.
A little over 2,000. And on average every month you are trying to convert how many customers?
I have a number for the different products that I'm offering.
But in total?
In total? Let's see. In total, I would say 25 every month I would like to convert to purchase. And I have products at different price points also.
Okay. All right. So you basically want to convert about 2% of your online audience every single month. What activities are you doing for that 2%? Now, that's assuming that 2%, that's assuming that all of your audience are viable clients. That's assuming that that's not mixed with family, with friends, with community members, church members, people that just liked you randomly, fake account. That's assuming that. So that's assuming everybody's viable. You want to, you know, so that's operating under the assumption that everybody is viable, which is probably not real.
It's not real.
Okay.
It's not.
So then, number one, you've got to understand that you have an influence to action challenge, which means you have influence over a group of people that all don't desire to take action with you. They just don't desire it because they're not all yours.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you've got to do is continue to call up the people that are yours. So in when I work with my clients in influence to action, and by the way, if you're in Saturday school, we're going to cover this in module 4. When we look at influence to action.
I've got to sign up for that.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So when we look at influence to action, what we're looking at is I have influence over this many people, but how many of them am I driving to action? So what you want to do is you want to give yourself permission, Don, to put an interest list up. So if you're following Chanel right now, we just put up an interest list on what? What did we put up an interest list on?
The meditation bracelet.
The meditation bracelet. Now, why did we do that? Because she's got hundreds of thousands of followers, but we need to know how many are willing to take action.
Correct. I see. Okay.
Yes,
so that's
you
sure
need to start measuring. Did you?
Okay. I'm like, I know I'm in, but I still need to get my, okay.
They're gorgeous. They're
gorgeous.
You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Yeah. So you want to start measuring interest. So what you would want to do is let me tell you a very quick, efficient, cheap way to measure interest. On Instagram, you can put up a Linktree link.
Oh,
okay,
that's
do you
what
know
I
what
have on my page. Yeah, that's in my bio now. Okay.
Okay, now wait for it. When was the last time you looked at the metrics of how many people clicked the link?
I have not.
So, a very cheap, efficient way is to say, hey, everybody on Instagram, click this link. And all you want to do is see, are they even interested in learning from you, hearing from you? You don't even want them to buy. You just want to measure your influence to action. Is my influence inspiring action on this platform? Well, when you see one view on the link, you're going to know I ain't doing a good job on this platform. Or my audience is not the right audience. Something is up. Then you want to take a Bitly link and you want to pop it up on Facebook. And you want to track how many people open that so that you can look, so that you can see, all right, I'm having a breakdown in my influence to action. Then from your influence to action, you're able to then gauge, is it that people don't understand the result that I provide, the message that I'm giving, or the method that I'm known for? Is which one of those are my problem? Either people don't understand the result, which is the mission of the solution I provide, either they are not connected to the message, the way that I'm communicating it, or they don't believe or understand that my methodology is valuable for them. You are right now not in enough metrics. You're using the only metrics of conversion. That's way too far down the manifestation channel.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So start at step one.
Thank you so much.
At step one. That will support you. And my invitation, Don, especially since you are a part of, I assume you're a part of the work or Sacred Circle?
Sacred Circle, yes.
Sacred Circle. So my invitation to you would be, I think in the Sacred Circle, by the way, Dawn is referencing one of my clients that's in our private agency. She's referencing work that she's doing with that client. So I'm leveraging that mm-hmm. work to support Dawn, just so everyone knows who's listening. So in Sacred Circle, Chanel talks about and teaches on, if you go into the SoundCloud archive,
mm-hmm.
have you been in there yet?
Yes.
Okay. So she talks about, I think that there's one under the weekend class pass. If you go into the Think and Grow Rich replay, if you go there, I'm almost certain that you will, I think it's like an hour, listen to that.
Okay.
That will teach you about the process of dropping into the feeling and the experience of creating the client, seeing them before you meet them, and attracting them and magnetizing them versus you actually being on the hunt for them. So I would encourage that you go take a listen to that. It will really support you.
You know what's interesting? She talks about that a lot, and it just clicked to me that I'm not doing that part of the work enough. Visualizing my customers and seeing them, because I, you know, draw the stick figures, I put them up, have their names and all that stuff, but I'm not doing it enough. I'm getting bogged down in the physical side of getting clients instead of doing the work in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Way too far down the manifestation channel. You got to feel it first.
Yes. Thank you so much, Allison.
Sure. Also in the SoundCloud, I would listen to the Miracle Action Plan. I would listen to that. I'm not a Miracle Action Plan. Sorry, the Mindset Makeover.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have that one too. Okay.
Yeah. I just logged into the portal and looked at it, so I wanted to make sure I gave you good recommendations.
Okay, so it's time to refresh on that one.
There you go. It's a lot of layers in that program. So when you snap that into Saturday School, which is very practical and principled in business, I mean, that really is going mm-hmm. to accelerate your trajectory. So, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Dawn. Thanks for coming over into the community. Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, what an extraordinary session we have had today. I want to remind you guys that if you want to step into broader work that we can support you in, jump into our Saturday School, which starts this Saturday at the time that we're recording this. If you are listening to a replay and you've missed the first Saturday, you can still enroll after that. And if you've missed the second Saturday, then you can always reach out to the help desk to purchase the replay. We are not in the business of selling products and services. I'm sorry, of selling products and services directly. So we don't have a website that has a bunch of those things on it. We create libraries for our clients that we do consulting and strategizing with. So people always ask me, how come you don't have it this, and this? Because that's not the highest intention or the best use of our efforts. It's really not. And so there are some things that we will retire. And when we retire that, we do a flash sale to the list. And then after that, we go on about our business. What we get is that there are millions and millions and millions of people across this globe. And my responsibility is to support those that I'm here for. And I get that. I mean, I just really get that. And everyone else, you know, that needs to be supported will find their mentor and find their voice. But out of over 7 billion people across the globe, I get that I am responsible to my segment of people, and I am responsive to that segment. When you guys start to get that, you will be less scattered, and you will be more centered, and you will give yourself permission to be unapologetically yourself, and you will receive that you are a vibrational being in a vibrational universe. And the more that you vibrate in the energy and channel of feeling really, 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 really good about who you are and what you do and how you do it, that does not mean things are always perfect, but that does mean you are purposeful inside of your life and in your choosing. When you give yourself permission for that, well, then, man, things will change for you. When you give yourself permission for that, you won't be trying to get an Instagram that has millions and millions, and you won't be trying to get a Facebook that has millions and millions. You will go for who you are meant for, and you will be everything that you need to be for that segment of folks, and you will live the most extraordinary, unfulfilled life as a reflection of it. Let me help you make a difference for your life and for your success. Step into Saturday School. Check your email. The link to register is there. For those of you that are over six figures and wanting a different degree of support, we also give you some information there on how to make that happen. And remember that, you know, my highest intention and commitment was to show up and to teach you and then to invite you into expansion if it's time for you to do so. I love what Simon Sinek says. He says, you can either manipulate a sale or you can inspire a sale. And so I really hope that the inspiration of today's broadcast has inspired you to step into a way to find the support that is necessary. If it's with me, then say yes. And if it's with someone else that you've been waiting in the wings of uncertainty with, then step out of that and say yes to them. At all costs, what I believe we have the greatest opportunity to do is to be the change that we wish to see within our own world. Thank you, everybody.
I got the feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.